Yeah, man, welcome to another episode of the Be Limitless Today podcast. I am your host, Jarvis Cobb, and we are still doing our series on root work, people. So root work is something that I didn't know I was doing while I was doing it. So over the last 18 months or so, I haven't been posting anything. I had a new son, and I just decided to be home and just be a dad and not try to add in more on top of being, you know, on top of the responsibility of being a new dad. So throughout the whole time, I was still watching videos, still, you know, taking notes and writing down little nuggets of information that I felt was valuable to me. And I would always do it on a sticky note. And as you can see, I have hundreds of sticky notes. This box is full of sticky notes of just little nuggets that I thought were valuable. So I wanted to start sharing that in the series I call Root Work. And I got that from Eric Thomas. He the one that did a video about root work, digging deep, doing the deep work for you to move forward and develop in your life. And hopefully the things that I've been writing down as my root work can be helpful to you. It can spark a thought in you and help you to do some work with yourself and figure out some things about yourself that can help you move forward. So we're going to just do 5 random picks out of the box, and then I'll try to give a little background on where I might have been in my journey in that time of life, or how it affect me, or how it sits with me, whatever's on the paper. So let's get to the first one. Okay. Be your own head coach. Write out coaching notes to yourself twice a week. So I haven't done this much. I have done it a couple of times, but I haven't been consistent with it. But it was interesting. It was something that Stephen Furtick said, and it basically was saying, don't try to look for an outside influence to motivate yourself or to pick yourself up or to speak highly of yourself. We tend to be overcritical of where we are in life, what we don't have, what we haven't achieved by the age we're at. And if you put it in a situation where your friend is talking about themselves like that, you most likely would shut it down. You would tell them to stop talking bad about themselves. You would pick them up. You would encourage them. You would motivate them. But when it comes to ourselves, we don't do that. So this concept of be your own head coach is right from a perspective of a coach, but you're coaching somebody else. You're coaching someone you love. You're coaching a friend. How would you talk to that friend about going after a goal, about losing weight, about building on relationships, about being nicer to your spouse? How would you speak to your friend and write that out? And as you're writing it out, you're basically being your own coach. You're being your own head coach. So try that out. See if that's something that works for you. I did find it interesting, and I did like what I was doing. I did like what I was writing down, and it was valuable. I just haven't stayed with it, just to be honest about it. But I did like it when I did it. So try that out. Be your own head coach. All right, let's see. Let's see what we got here. You must go through the dark part to get to the good part. Now this one was coming right back to my mind is not thinking it's supposed to be easy, not thinking that it's supposed to be smooth, not thinking that you're not going to hit any rough patches, not thinking that you might not suck at whatever you're trying to do right away. This one is just remembering that it's going to be hard. It's going to be new, is going to be difficult. It's going to have some dark times in it. And this can apply to relationships. It can apply to going after a new goal, starting a new job, taking on new responsibilities, starting a business, losing weight, eating healthier, living a healthier lifestyle. I mean, you can apply it to anything. It's going to be dark times in every journey, but you must go through those dark times to get to the good part. If you want to see that big manifestation of that vision that you have about yourself, most likely you're going to go through something extremely difficult. And that's what's going to build you to appreciate that end. And it gives you validation on you earned it. You worked. You went through something that a lot of people may not want to go through, but you did it anyway. And now you get the reward for going through it. So if you find yourself that you're going after something and you just feel like a lot of stuff is against you right now, or it's not going your way, or you just can't see how everything just keep dropping out from beneath you, this is the dark part. This is the dark part, and keep going through it. Keep going through it, man. Because it is some good stuff on the other side. I've been through it with fitness. I've been through it with acting before. I was doing auditions for 3 years before I booked a gig from my audition. Showed up 3 years, getting no's, constantly getting no's. No, you're not the right fit. We're looking for something different. 3 years I was doing auditions before I actually got booked for an audition that I did. So go through that dark part. It is the good stuff coming up after that. All right, let's keep going. Let's keep going here. Every time your thorn presses into you, it remind yourself that God's grace is sufficient. Your thorn won't leave, but God will carry you through it in spite of it. So I can't remember what person this was about, but it was a thorn that was given to this person. So it's basically that thing that you think makes you unworthy, or that thing that is a hindrance to you that holds you back. Man, it could be anything. You can think that you're not sufficient in trying to achieve something. You don't have the skills. You don't have the relationships. You're not smart enough, good enough, brave enough. It can be so many things. Those are the thorns in your side that basically keeps you humble. It basically lets you know that it's not all going to be up to you. You're going to need help. You're going to need help from people, and you're going to need help from God. So if you ain't got a relationship with God, I'm not one to try to force everybody to try to, you know, build a relationship with God. That's on you. But if you think that you're going to be able to build anything, do anything, create anything, grow anything, and you're going to be able to do it by yourself, you are lying to yourself. And I don't know what to tell you. But going through your journey, know that the things that you may have shortcomings on, those thorns in your side are meant to grow you. And the growth is going to come from them not being taken away from you. So you're not going to be able to wish them away. You're not going to be able to hope that it just disappears, that you're not going to have any obstacles or anybody against you. You are going to develop and grow and build to where you can handle that and still move forward. That's the trick right there. You can handle the fear, but still show up. You can handle the disappointment, but still have faith that it can happen, and that it's going to happen for you. Take those thorns and just don't try to get rid of them. Don't try to get rid of them. Learn what you need to learn in order to grow regardless of the thorn. And we're going to keep moving forward from that. All right. What we got? When did you stop telling your problems how big your God is and start telling your God how big your problems are? Yeesh. Man, this one is the easy one to fall into, is when you start to fit. When you start to think it's not possible, that's all this is talking about, is you thinking that it's not possible, it's not going to work for you. And as a person of faith, if you believe that God created everything, like, I'm a big astronomy guy. So is it astronomy or astrology? Astronomy, stars, galaxies, all that good stuff. I'm fascinated by that, because it's so much. It's so much. And when you look at the grand scheme of things, we are a speck on this huge platform of all these planets and galaxies and worlds and all types of stuff. And we think that the God that created that can't help us to do what? Achieve what? We think that the problems that we run into are bigger than him being able to create a world. Like, let's start to get back in the mindset of we believe it can happen. We take action towards the things that we want to happen, and we invite God in to help us achieve those things along the way. Like, we invite him along the way. We add him into the process. We let him guide us to what we want to do, need to do, and the moves we need to make. Come on, man. If you really believe that he is who he is, let him make the moves for you. I mean, he got a better plan than we do. All right, last one. Then we up out of here. It's kind of similar. Yeah. You stop believing that your faith can change situations. Now you use it as a coping mechanism. You don't put your faith on stuff like you used to. Mm. You stop believing that your faith can change situations. That, when I think about that, I think about just accepting things as it is and not believing that it can get any better. Kind of giving up on it. I know many people fall into that. They kind of just accept, this is where I am in life. This is the cards I've been dealt. And this is the most I'm going to get. This is the furthest I'm going to get. This is the best I'm going to be. They just kind of accept whatever is right now. And they stop putting their faith in a better future, a brighter future. I want to challenge you to get back to believing. Get back to that childlike faith. Children they don't care what happened yesterday. They don't care what obstacles are in the way. They have a thought. They have a vision on what they want, and then they keep asking and keep going after it until they get that vision. Trust me, I have a 2-year-old. He likes to go outside and push his blue car. He will continue to say, "Blue car outside. Blue car outside," until we say, "Okay, let's go push the blue car outside." He don't let us tell him it's too cold, buddy. Hey, we gonna do it later or anything like that. He don't want to hear none of that noise. He gets a thought. He sticks to it until the thought comes and manifests. So I want to challenge you to do that again this week. Start having faith in a new future. If you're not exactly where you want to be, it's possible for you to get to that next level. It's possible for you to get to that next place. But it's up to you to make the necessary actions and to have that faith that it is possible. That change can come as long as you are willing to do the work to make the change. I love you guys, man. I appreciate you guys. You know, with Be Limitless today, we always say that negative news is freely given. Positive news must be searched for. And if you can't find it, then you create it. So I want you to go out and create some positive news this week. And I'll holler at y'all in the next video.